Charles II, who chose a husband for his niece, Lady Anne, later to be Queen Anne. His main concern was that she should marry an Anglican. Anne's father, James, was Catholic, but Charles had ensured that Anne and her older sister, Mary, were raised as Anglicans. Charles looked to Denmark for a suitable candidate as Anne's husband and chose Prince George, the younger brother of King Christian V. Prince George arrived in England on the 19th of July, 1683, and met Anne for the first time. 1 week later, they were married. The marriage was a successful one, politically, and the couple got on well. Though Anne was happy with her choice of husband, it would seem that Charles II did not find him very interesting. Famously, he is said to have remarked, "I have tried him drunk, I have tried him sober, and there is nothing to him." George was not an ambitious person and would have preferred a life of quiet domesticity, not really something that a royal family offers. He wrote to a friend, "We talk here of going to tea, of going to Winchester, and everything else except sitting still all summer, which was the height of my ambition. God send me a quiet life somewhere, for I shall no longer be able to bear this perpetual motion." The marriage had its troubles, though. There were no surviving children. In the space of 17 years, the Queen was pregnant 17 times. Only 5 of these pregnancies led to live births, but these children died in childhood. The eldest, William, died when he was 11. Anne was to become Queen in 1702, with Prince George, quiet but solid, by her side. Henry Purcell wrote the wedding music for the couple, an ode called "From Hardy Climes and Dangerous Toils of War." In this ode, there's a beautiful "The Sparrow and the Gentle Dove," a solo for tenor, which is based on a grand bass. It is performed here by Charles Daniels and the King's Consort.
Ha!
was Purcell, the Sparrow and the Gentle Dove, performed by Charles Daniels with the King's Consort.